The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Hey, folks. Racism exists. It should be denounced. It should be exposed. It should be condemned. It should be called evil. But give me a break, folks. This brand new study, scientific study, indicates that pollution is racist. Non-whites are more subject to pollution than whites, regardless of whether where they live, regardless of their income, doesn't make any difference. It's not that you're in the inner city and you're closer to a factory. No, it's because of the color of your skin. Could it get any more ludicrous? Let me give you some more quotes from this study, because as I read it, I kept thinking, I got to be misunderstanding this. I have to be. These people cannot be this crazy. They're scientists. They're university professors. They're professional researchers on pollution, but they can't be this nuts. And so I kept reading, and no, that's what they're saying. One of the researchers said, quote, given that we have this national inequity, how many times have you heard the word inequity? There are little buzzwords that the liberal left is using over and over and over and over and over again. Inequity, whatever it is. Given that we have this national inequity in pollution exposure, what sources are actually driving that? What this paper shows is that it's pretty much everything. But get this, and I am quoting, I'm not making this up. When looking at exposure disparities in urban areas, researchers found a notable exception. Asians are less exposed to particulate matter than average in urban areas in California, such as San Francisco, Los Angeles, and San Jose. So, the pollution particulates in the air pass over Asian people. They somehow know. These pollution molecules, they just know. Asians are, again, quoting, listen to this. Asians are less exposed to particulate matter than average in urban areas in California, such as San Francisco, Los Angeles, and San Jose. The study didn't examine the cause of this. What? What do you mean they didn't examine the cause of this? Said lead author Christopher Tessem, an environmental engineering professor at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. We don't know why we didn't even take the trouble to study the cause or why. We just, those molecules of pollution, they just skip over Asian people. Well, we don't know why we didn't study the cause. Let me skip a couple of paragraphs. Again, I'm quoting. You got to understand this. I am not making this up. Quote, other researchers said the study illustrates racial disparities in air pollution exposure that can't be explained by income level. Mohai, one of the professors, one of the researchers, Mohai said studies have shown race was a greater predictor of exposure than income. But he's unaware of any others that show racial disparities at each income level. He said that I'm getting to the end of the article, and I should have known this was coming. Quote, this is the next to the last paragraph. He said, disparities in air pollution exposure are part of a long history of slavery and racial discrimination in the U.S. So somehow the fact that pollution particles know to settle on black people and not white people and not as much on Asians is because of slavery. Somehow, some way, these pollution particles, molecules in the air were trained by slavery. I am looking at this and reading this, and I'm going, who in their right mind could believe this? Race, this is the last sentence of the study. Racism isn't just about racial animus. It's about not caring about the welfare of people of other races, and I think that's been a factor. But they said it's not where you live. It's not the neighborhood. It's not whether you're in the urban, suburban. It doesn't make any difference about your income level. It doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference where you live or how much money you make. That only the color of your skin determines how much air pollution you take in. All righty then. This is how nuts this has become. And you know what? A whole lot of people are going to read that and go, I knew that. Yeah, I knew that. Yeah, well, oh my goodness. It just, okay. Before the break, let's go to the phones. I've got Mike in Northwest Columbus. Hey, Mike, you're on Bobbity Live. Welcome.
Yeah, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. used to talk about that. This is about 10, 15 years ago. It's racist. It affects minorities. The indoor air pollution, it's causing childhood asthma for people in the inner city. So he used to talk about it all the time. It doesn't make sense. It's traveling to certain places and not others. Like, is it like the Angel of Death? If your house is one color, it passes by you.
I don't know. You know, yeah. I have read this thing because, again, and I'm being serious, I kept thinking I had to misread this. I must be misreading this. I must be missing something. So I read it over and over. No, it doesn't make any difference where you live. Doesn't make any difference your economic level, rich, poor, doesn't make any difference. You are more prone to pollution dependent on the color of your skin. I'm going, who could believe this? And the answer is a whole bunch of people will believe that.
Oh, yeah. Well, then, you know, Ohio State came out with a study, I remember maybe 10 years ago, talked about one of the biggest causes of indoor air pollution is from cockroaches.
I've read that, too. There.
Yeah. So it's, you know, it's. That's their indoor air pollution, but
you sent me an article. A lot of asthma is brought about because of cockroaches, and not all certainly, but a lot of it. And that's a source of indoor pollution, I guess, if you want to say.
Yeah, it could be. You know, that would affect anybody that's living in a building where there's a lot of cockroaches.
Sure.
Not one specific race. Cockroaches. Then they're saying cockroaches are racist.
Well, I guess you could say that, but they certainly are saying that pollution, the actual particles of pollution, discriminate. And again, these are scientists. These are professors at secular universities. And they expect us to believe it. It's just bizarre.
I think it's because these professors have to publish every once in a while to keep their
status. Publish or perish.
Perish.
You're right. They have to publish research, and I think sometimes they just make things up.
Yeah, I think so.
It's
too
crazy. All right, Mike. Thanks. Appreciate
the
call. Oh my goodness. This is a real article. I did. That's not the Babylon Bee. It's not the Onion. I didn't make it up. It's real research. What insane world we live in. All right. Take a break and try to regain a tiny bit of our sanity and common sense. At least try. I got a phone line available for you, and I don't discriminate on our phone calls. I'd love to hear from you. 877 Bob Live. We'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
You know, you can find extremes anywhere. I mean, radical extremes anywhere. I don't care. Religion, denominations, politics, and that's why I continually warn you, the devil lives in the extremes. Stay away from the extremists. Now, I realize that if you're a born-again, Bible-believing, evangelical Christian, much of the world will consider you an extremist. But we're not extremists, but there are extremists within the Christian right movement, and I steer clear of the extremists. Well, in the nation of Israel, there are some hyper-Orthodox Jews who are extremists. I mean, they are way out there in their radicalness. Sadly, I believe it was last night, 44 people were killed, at least 44 people were killed, and another 150 injured, many of them seriously. Why? Well, it was a feast celebration, a religious festival at Lag Bamor. That's in the country's northern region. To be honest with you, I've never heard of it. But it was a religious festival for the ultra-Orthodox community. They're Jews, but they're extremists. They're ultra-Orthodox. There were about 100,000 in this location celebrating. If you've looked at video, I mean, they're ultra-Orthodox. They've got the fur hats on and so forth. But it's like a rock concert. They're going crazy. They're whipped into a frenetic frenzy by the leader, and they're worshiping. They're celebrating, 100,000 of them in a very small area. And they started to leave, and they had to go through this kind of a tunnel thing, and a stampede started. We're not quite sure what happened, but they tripped on steps, and they began falling on each other and rushing on top of it. And when it was all over, 44 people dead at least. Israel is calling it one of the worst disasters in the country's history. Quote, masses of people were pushed into the same corner and a vortex was created. The first row of people fell down, then a second row where he was standing, then so on and so forth. And 44 people dead, at least 150 injured. Sad. Really sad. But like I said, There are extremists in every group, every movement. These are not extremists. This is going to be fascinating. The United States Conference of Catholic Bishops will be holding their annual meeting this June. They're going to be discussing several controversial issues. Probably the most controversial issue is that it looks very likely that the United States Conference, the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops will vote to advise Catholic bishops, cardinals, and individual priests to refuse communion to any politician who supports abortion. That would, of course, include President Joe Biden. This would be unprecedented. And it looks at this point to be very likely that they are going to pass this resolution. One of the presiding bishops said that abortion constitutes, quote, a grave moral evil. Because President Biden is Catholic, it presents a unique problem for us. It can create confusion. How can he say he's a devout Catholic and is doing these things that are contrary to the church's teaching? So it's very likely that they are going to pass a resolution condemning any politician who supports abortion and encourages cardinals, bishops, and local priests to deny communion to any politician who promotes abortion. Now, quote, it would still leave decisions on withholding communion up to individual bishops. It would be, if you will, a non-binding resolution, but it would be a public condemnation by the American Catholic Church of a sitting president. Never happened before. We'll keep an eye on that. Again, that conference is going to be held in June. Now, folks, things are easing up. Most churches are now meeting indoors. Be in a good Bible-believing church this Sunday, please. Joy and I will be at Central Baptist Church on Frank Road this coming Sunday at 11 a.m. If you don't have a good church, we would love to see you there. Central Baptist Church, Frank Road, on the south side of Columbus, 11 o'clock this coming Sunday. But you, being a good Bible-believing church, if you don't have one, find one. And wherever you go and whatever you do, please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.